and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Super Bowl weekend is here.
It is.
I'm ready for it.
Have you already been shopping?
I haven't gone shopping yet, but that's kind of like my deal today when I get off of work. Because I want to go today when not many people are out shopping.
I think we talk about this every event.
Because, I mean, who wants to go on Saturday before the Super Bowl? Because really the Super Bowl, I mean, yeah, there's a football game and there's commercials and there's a halftime performance from Maroon 5. But legit, to me, it's about I'm going to eat all kinds of food that I normally would feel bad about eating. But not on Sunday. Hey, it's been so cold. You know, it's kind of wild that it doesn't feel quite as cold outside.
It's not as bad today.
Even though there's some light rain falling. But it's cold across the country. It is so cold, legitimately, hell has frozen over. That is a true story. There's a place called Hell, Michigan. And Hell, Michigan is negative 8 wind chill. So truly,
my goodness,
hell has frozen over. It's so cold outside, antifreeze, right? Which is not supposed to freeze. Antifreeze is freezing in some areas.
Wow.
So the temperature where antifreeze is going to freeze is negative 36.
So I think we're good right now.
Yeah, so we're good. But some areas, man, not so good. Even vodka, which you like people put in the freezer
right,
just to keep it cold. Vodka is freezing in some places. In Chicago, the freezing point of vodka is negative 16 degrees. It froze.
Wow.
There's power companies in Minnesota that were telling people, hey, on your heat, just to make sure everybody can have heat because so many people are using their heat, they're telling people to leave their heat on 63, which would feel freezing.
Yeah.
But it's the only way they can guarantee they have enough heat and enough
power. Oh my goodness.
For that area of Minnesota. It's wild, though. But here we're going to go as we look in Northeast Arkansas and head into Super Bowl weekend. We're going to be up right around 60, maybe even low 60s, mid 60s on Sunday.
You said something about going swimming.
I think I've opened my pool. Once I get the ice out of there, we're going to be set to go.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Today marks 15 years, 15 years exactly, since the day that Justin Timberlake was on a Super Bowl halftime performance stage with Janet Jackson. Hence the term wardrobe malfunction. Even though I'm not really sure that her wardrobe really malfunctioned.
Yeah, I don't think it was a malfunction.
I don't know that, you know, that part of her shirt was supposed to be a ripaway part of the shirt.
Right, right.
But it's wild that's kind of what is remembered about that Super Bowl.
And I remember where I was, too.
Where?
I was at a church get-together, like a Sunday school life group get-together. And so we were all there watching with our kids and all that kind of stuff. And I remember it happened, and we were all like,
And you really figured it out the next day when everybody had the screenshots because people are like, I cannot believe Justin Timberlake ripped off blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But it was like a cultural moment because everybody talked about that the next day.
Yeah, it was big.
I was on our pop station down the hall and man, you talk about controversy because 15 years ago, that was mega controversy.
Huge.
And now, and it's weird to say it and maybe we shouldn't even say it. I don't know that it would be that controversial.
Well, you see wardrobe malfunctions every day on Instagram.
Totally. Yeah, like
on purpose.
Like the Kardashians and the Jenners and people like that wear see-through clothes now.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, we had a wide shot of Janet Jackson.
Wow.
Partially exposed. It's a pretty crazy time. So,
are you hoping that happens again this Super Bowl?
Well,
or?
We have Maroon 5. We have Travis Scott.
Yes.
And Big Boy from Outkast.
Oh, so not really the same effect.
I think I'm fine if it doesn't happen again.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We did it again last night.
What?
We started The Office.
Aww.
Season 1, Episode 1. This is the one where Michael brings Pam into the office to impress Ryan and fires her.
That's terrible.
Do you remember
that?
Yes. And he's like, oh, you're fired.
Yeah, and she starts crying and everything.
And then he gets awkward.
Yeah.
And doesn't know how to react to it.
Right.
Because he didn't really want her to be upset, but I don't know what he wanted her to do.
Right.
And then we decided that seemed like a joke that I would think was funny as well. Elsie said, I can see you doing that to Kelly.
I know, me too.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Well, the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend and Gotcha Gossip on Maroon 5, who really has had to deal with a whole bunch of negativity since being announced as Super Bowl performers. Some people wanted them to step down. Some people wanted them to do something to honor Colin Kaepernick. They had to cancel the press conference this week because they thought there was going to be too much negativity. And I would think, like, it might be a dream of performers to perform at the Super Bowl halftime. Mm-hmm. 100 million people are going to be watching it. But there's all kinds of drama this year. And Maroon 5 is right there to have to take the heat. But what we realized is that, well, maybe it's all worth the money, right? Maybe it's such a big payday that it's worth it. Well, come to find out, Super Bowl halftime performers get paid $0.00.
Oh, it's just like a privilege.
It's essentially, yeah. You know you're going to be able to expose your message and your music to 100 million people at once, the biggest television audience of the year. Plus, Maroon 5 is even losing money on this entire deal because they've made a charitable donation of $500,000 to Big Brothers Big Sisters ahead of the Super Bowl. So not only are they going to not get paid, they are also down $500,000 because of that donation. But Maroon 5 is set to be the Super Bowl halftime performers coming up on Sunday.
Got your gossip on Jennifer Lopez. So after posting this amazing picture of her abs this week, Jennifer finished up the 10-day no sugar, no carb diet, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, she celebrated with this feast and posted pictures on her Instagram account to prove it. And like you see this table full of all kinds of food, and she captioned it, worth the wait. But her boyfriend, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, did the challenge with her. And in a recent interview, he talked about how difficult it was. And he said that the 10-day diet challenge was awful and he could not wait to dig in to like chicken wings and when she was done. So anyway, there you go. Cheat day for them.
It's pretty wild too when you think about that kind of diet, because I did the keto diet for about 6 days. And the first couple days after it, it was like, dude, you got it's almost like you have to refill your body with those things that you were kind of restricting. Gotcha gossip on Beyonce, where she's actually offering a lifetime of free tickets to Beyonce Jay-Z shows if you vow to go vegan, at least a little bit. So she has this deal that she's working on. You can actually check it out on her Instagram, where it's called Green Print. And she says her Green Print is for a plant-based breakfast and for a meatless Monday. But you have to start somewhere, and that's how she is starting. But if you vow to go and do the same thing and create your own Green Print, you're eligible for the chance to win free tickets to Beyonce Jay-Z shows for life. So check out Beyonce on Instagram to find out more about that. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The Super Bowl set for Sunday. It's a big game. Who's going to be performing at halftime? Kelly Perry.
Maroon 5.
All right, who else is going to be with them?
Travis Scott.
Who else is going to be with them?
I don't remember the last one.
A member of a famous band from the 2000s.
No Doubt.
No, that is not correct.
Oh, that was what I was hoping.
We've already said this once.
I know. I can't remember.
Hey.
Andre.
No, the other one.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Yes, thank you very
much. The
other guy. Who's playing in the Super Bowl again?
I hate it when you do this to me. The New England Patriots. And the Los Angeles Rams.
Hey, she's all about it now. She's finally figured it out. Have you planned your Super Bowl menu yet?
No, I have not.
You think it's going to be pizza?
There's a chance there might be some pizza involved.
Queso.
Sure. Oh, definitely queso.
Wings. Mm. Seven-layer dip.
Man.
A taco bar. Sausage balls.
I guess you do.
I'm ready to go right now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Keith Urban says he's a football fan because Nicole Kidman is such a big football fan.
Oh.
You know, in Australia, they don't have the same type of football like American football.
Yeah.
But he got here, married Nicole Kidman, and realized, hey, man, she's all in. She's a fan. So he'll be watching the Super Bowl this weekend as well.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a guy in Pittsburgh was parked in his grandma's driveway. He wanted to drop some food off for her. It's really sweet. But a man came up and tried to carjack him at gunpoint. But when the carjacker got in the car, he kept revving the engine to drive off. And the car never moved because it was in park.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the carjacker never figured that out, that was the issue, because eventually he got out and ran away. Well, the police are trying to track him down, and they made a special note for the guy that they're looking for. It said, quote, apparently unfamiliar with how cars work.
Wow.
But, Brandon, speaking of cars and driving, what did the first stoplight say to the second stoplight?
Kelly, I have no idea.
Don't look! I'm changing!
Jeez.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly was saying tequila is the one thing she wants to have for her Super Bowl party.
That is definitely not what I said.
I was kind of negative. I was thinking chips and dip. She's thinking tequila.
Not true.
When's the last time you had it?
I have no idea.
I can't tell you. I don't know. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
The Timeout Sports Club in Paragould. I still remember you. Shout out to Greene County. There were some tequila nights there. And some porcelain hugging as well.
Oh.
I promise. That's back in the old days, though.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did your husband tell you that he was insulting me last night via text?
Well, I kind of knew that he might be sending you something.
So there's a part of our job where we, you know, like put ourselves out there.
Right.
And sometimes we do that for the entertainment of others.
Yes, it happens a lot.
Yeah. So we put stuff out there and we know that there's times where you guys are going to be like, oh, I can't believe that. And we've all gone through phases in our lives, more than likely, if we're old enough, that we look back on and we're like, what was I thinking?
Definitely.
Like I did an entire photo shoot in the late 90s in overalls.
Wait, where are those pictures?
Well,
I'm texting your wife right now.
We actually made a poster out of one of them for the wrestling company.
Wow.
So I was bald, right? So I didn't even have the hair to make it look like maybe better. I don't know. But I was bald and about 140 pounds wearing baggy overalls and like a, I don't know, look like a, like back then we could equate it to like an Under Armour shirt today, kind of silky looking.
Yeah.
And overalls. And I was flexing, but I really had nothing to flex.
Some things never change. Oh, wait, wait.
Thank you. I work very hard.
You said, and I was flexing. You're always kind of flexing in your pictures.
No, I'm not. So then, basically, I go back and I look at all the people who responded to my Throwback Thursday, because I like to entertain people on Throwback Thursday with old school stuff that they might not have seen. So we go back to 95. Mm-hmm. It's a picture of me doing a wrestling promo with a couple of guys, the Heavenly Bodies, and my hair is bright white and big, and I'm playing with it and all this stuff. So people start responding, like my wife who says, OMG, Don Lair from Families Inc., OMG. Big Jake says, dude, you look like the third Nelson brother. And if you remember Nelson from the 90s. I can't live without your love and affection. So I saw on my Facebook, which is Brandon Baxter on the radio, I was reading this comment from Alan, who says, there was an old lady by the name of Bonnie in Jonesboro, and she used to yell at you and call you sheepdog.
No way.
Sheepdog.
That's perfect.
I'd never heard that in my life. We're many years removed from me having that hair.
I want to hug her.
But I was sheepdog to her. So there you go. I'm thinking, like, when I see that, I could have been, like, you know, a rock and roll star, maybe in, like, I don't know, Motley Crue. I can see that, right?
Yeah.
I could have been a member of the band Poison. Maybe I could have been in Skid Row. I mean, I just felt it, man. I had that awesome hair from back in the day.
You know, I have a rock song that would be extremely appropriate for you.
What is it?
It's this one right here.
Oh, God. Thank you, Kelly. Could you go away now? Turn that off. Okay, enough. Stop. Anyway, if you haven't seen that, it's up on my social media, Brandon on KFIN. You're welcome to make fun of me because I get it.
It's good, y'all.
It was ridiculous. Joey, Kelly's husband, went to her and basically said, there's no way that hair is real.
Well, yeah, he shoved the phone in my face and he was like, tell me this is a wig. And I went, I can't tell you that.
Because it straight up was mine.
Yes.
That was my awesome hair.
It was your hair.
From 95.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, February the 1st of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Bridget Greer. Scott Young has a birthday today. Happy birthday. David Hill is celebrating. Lee Nicholson, happy birthday. Creed Turner of Jonesboro turns 9. We have Delma Ruth Martin and her twin Zelma Anita Vickery, both from Paragould, celebrating a birthday. Alex Martillo of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Belinda Roethlisberger of Jonesboro celebrating. Simon Martillo is celebrating a birthday today as well. Melvin Bell from Harrisburg, happy birthday. Love from your sister. We have Ariana Kirk of Lepanto turning 7 years old. How about Bradford Caldwell?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Bradford from Wynn, Arkansas.
My classmate.
So, celebrating tomorrow, we have Gene Roberts, who celebrates. Eddie Turner turned 70 years old from Cave City, and he's able to listen through the app. So happy birthday. We appreciate that. Zeke McLaughlin of Joyner turned 70. Sammy Joe Norton of Walnut Ridge is 28. Karen Nelson of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday coming up tomorrow. So happy birthday. Dakota Wilson of Joyner is 21. Have I done that one already? No, different.
No.
Two Joiners.
Yep.
Lindley Willis of Paragould turns 4. David Gates from Jonesboro has a birthday coming up tomorrow. And on Sunday, Deborah Passmore celebrates a birthday as well. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Big one today. Harry Styles is 25 today.
Oh, my gosh. We should play some One Direction. Happy birthday to Harry Styles, who turns 25 today.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey is 32 today.
There you go.
Lauren Conrad is 33. She was on Laguna Beach and the Hills. Lisa Marie Presley is 51 today.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
And on Saturday, we have Sunny Bringus is 17. That's Ramona Gibler on Fuller House.
She's funny.
Shakira is 42 on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. So be wise and keep on.
I don't know that that's appropriate at this time of day.
Hips don't lie.
Oh my gosh.
Your
hips are going. Shakira, 42, coming up tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Christy Brinkley is 65 tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
And she doesn't look 65. She is a freak of nature.
I just think of her in National Lampoon's Vacation in the red car, and Chevy Chase looks over and sees her. And he looks over at Ellen Griswold, and Ellen's asleep, and he decides to chase Christy Brinkley.
See, I think of she and Chuck Norris doing the Total Gym. That's what I think of Christy Brinkley.
I also think about that one scene at the pool where they're going to go swimming together.
The pool.
Do you remember that? The hotel pool?
Yes. It's cold.
Yes.
And on Sunday, Tallulah Bell Willis is 25. That's Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter. And Amal Alamuddin is 41. That is Mrs. Clooney.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Creed Turner, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just put up a question on my Instagram story. The greatest Super Bowl performance of all time. What would you say it is?
Like as in just football? Not like performance, like concert.
What would you say is the greatest Super Bowl moment of all time?
When Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl.
And it was such a big moment for you in your life that you did what?
Named my son Kurt Marshall.
There you go. So it's up on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Luke Bryan went to Hawaii to take more footage for the upcoming season of American Idol. I mean, it sounds like a good gig to you.
Oh my gosh,
to me. While he was there, he experienced this really sweet moment with a young fan, and he posted the video of a moment on of the moment on Instagram. But he's in a Hawaiian shirt, and he's talking with this little girl, and she's showing him how to use sign language. So he's basically, you're going to hear him saying, "I love singing," and then she's showing him how to sign it back. But here's what it sounds like.
I love singing. How do you say singing? That's singing.
And then he signs it back to her, and she just smiles so big. It's so cute. Make sure you see it. It's on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also out today, new stuff from Florida Georgia Line. They've done a collaboration with the, if you call him a pop star, hip-hop star, Jason Derulo. Mm-hmm.
Jason Derulo.
So it's Florida Georgia Line and Jason Derulo, and the song is called Women. Here's what it sounds like.
It's almost like a prayer, bro.
Sweet women. You can actually check out the teaser right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Easton Corbin is showing off his true countryside in the new video for Somebody's Gotta Be Country. Here's what it sounds like.
Somebody's gotta party till the stars burn out. Wear some morale boots in a high-class crowd. All my running buddies keep settling.
It's a cute video. Basically, he didn't have to do anything special for the video. All he had to do was basically do what he does every day, chores on the farm, driving his truck, moving hay, playing his guitar. Yep. So it's really cute. You can check it out. It's on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So essentially, I had a very embarrassing moment yesterday. And unfortunately, the moment happened right in front of Kelly, in front of one of our account executives, and in front of a new business.
And there were several people in the business.
I'm a little bit mortified about it. I didn't bring it up to people at said business because I did not think that was a good way to introduce myself. I did not put my best foot forward. We're going to get into that coming up, and hopefully they did not realize how embarrassing this moment was. But we'd like to share our embarrassing moments with you.
Yeah.
So we'll do that coming up in about 6 minutes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have shared my favorite Super Bowl moment of all time.
How did I know that it would have something to do with Britney Spears?
The greatest moment of all time, hands down. Was that Super Bowl halftime?
It was good.
Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Nelly, and Missy Elliott. Top that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, I love Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I thought Bruno Mars was awesome. But there was something about that one. And then MTV did the making of the deal. You can see the making of the Super Bowl halftime. And it showed them getting ready for it. I had that on a VHS tape and probably still have that somewhere.
Wow.
I liked it. I watched it all the time.
Did you learn the dance moves?
Mm-hmm. You mean to demonstrate real quick? We mentioned a few minutes ago, had a moment, and you know, when you go to a place and you're meeting new people, you want to impress them. And I was already starting to kind of think maybe I did not like my outfit. Because unlike most guys who just like, it doesn't matter, I start thinking they're analyzing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wish this shirt wasn't so baggy.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, is my shirt too dark for my jeans? These are all these random thoughts that go through my head, right?
Yes.
Because I'm just different.
Yeah.
So as I'm standing there, we're talking to the people at Nutrition Hub, which we're going to start doing the K-Fine Breakfast Club at Nutrition Hub on Wednesday mornings. They brought us the aloe shot, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be good for like gut health and digestion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They brought us the energy tea, which is supposed to raise your core temperature like 1 degree. And when it does that, you start burning more calories just from having a drink. And then the protein shake with your perfect mix of proteins and carbs and all this different stuff.
So good.
So it was the triple whammy of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I wanted to be impressive because I had like the Mandarin aloe shot and I had, I can't remember exactly which tea I got. It was like a pomegranate.
I got a peach tropical tea.
And maybe I got the pomegranate something. I put it up on my social media last night. And then I got the Mounds protein shake, which was like chocolate, like a Mounds bar with coconut. And as I'm enjoying all this stuff and we're meeting people and we're like, hey, we're really excited to partner with Nutrition Hub. Kelly goes and throws something away and then walks back by me and she gives me a look.
Yeah, there was a security breach at Los Pantalones.
And I hope nobody that was there noticed it. Because my jacket. It was embarrassing because y'all, I was meeting people for the first time.
You were shaking hands.
And walking through a restaurant and my zipper was down. And of all people to catch it, of course it's Kelly.
And I, you know, after I got home last night, I was thinking, I wish I would have let it go a little bit longer. Where I could have gotten like a quick picture. It was nothing bad. Your zipper was just down. But if I got a picture of that and could have that forever, it'd be so funny.
So then I wonder how long it had been there like that. Like, had I had it like that at work? Because I promise you, I'm a double or triple checker when I leave a bathroom.
Right.
Because I know how to do it. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to demonstrate and you can tell everybody how good I am at this.
All right.
Because I have to do it subtly. Let me take my jacket off.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So. Oh, gosh. I'm shocking myself. Okay, so I walk out of the bathroom. Because typically you zip, boom, all the way to the top.
Right.
I walk out and I do the subtle check. Like a whoop. Just to see if
Do you kind of like bounce up and down when you walk like that?
Yeah, well, it's like, hey, don't look at me, but it's up. So I know I zipped it at some point. I don't know at what point it decided to roll itself down.
Right.
To unzip itself.
Wait, do you zip first, then button? Or do you button, then zip?
Zip button.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no way. I don't know if there was some type of a force field that was a zipper remover when we walked over there.
You have a faulty zipper.
Or what happened over there. So to them, to the people there at Nutrition Hub, if you saw me with my zipper down, I promise not to do that in the future.
Just embarrassing.
I will not do that when we have guests, and I do apologize that I had that happen.
We'll just ask them to check.
But there is nothing like going to a place for the first time and realizing that your pants are unzipped. And there's nothing like having a friend like Kelly
like
who will laugh at it and point it
over
out.
And over and over.
But then I didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah, I know. It was funny.
So check your zipper. That's my advice for the day, because you never know if you're feeling that little breeze, if it could be from that. That's embarrassing, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the greatest performance in the history of the Super Bowl isn't Kurt Warner. It's not Tom Brady. It's not Joe Montana. It's Britney Spears.
Well, that was a close second for me, actually.
I mean, she was right there in 2001. Aerosmith is on stage. And here comes Brit. Man, that was such a good performance.
It was awesome.
So this weekend, it's Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy. And there's talk like they're trying to tease other celebrities might show up. And Christina Aguilera has even dropped a tease that it might be her.
Hmm.
But we'll have to wait
and see. Well, they are buddies, right?
We'll have to wait. Who? Maroon 5?
Christina,
yeah. Oh, she did do the song with
them,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that is true. So the Super Bowl, a lot of people think about it for the commercials. A lot of people think about it for the food. We're talking about, this is kind of crazy, in America, they believe on Super Bowl Sunday, we will consume 1.4 billion chicken wings.
Oh, my goodness.
They think we'll eat 10 million pounds of ribs, 8 million pounds of guacamole, and we'll drink more than 50 million cases of beer.
Whoa.
Like, this is a huge food holiday. And to me, like, the only other food holiday that might be bigger is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because people go all out. And, like, we want the food that tastes really good. Like, on Thanksgiving, you know, the food's good, but it's not really...
It's the staple Super Bowl foods.
Yeah. So, here are the most popular Super Bowl foods, if you're wondering. Like, if you're throwing a Super Bowl get-together. The number one most popular thing people want this year are wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can't go wrong with wings. So, wing places are probably going to be really busy. Mm-hmm. I can make my own wings and make them pretty good. Hmm. But my wife says that if I do it inside in the, what do you call it? The air, not the air fryer, but the deep fryer thing.
Yeah.
That it stinks up the whole house.
Yeah, that's true.
So number one is wings. Number two, pizza, which I know people like that. Nachos, number three. Number four, potato chips. Number five, salsa. Then guacamole. Mm. But then it keeps on going down and all this stuff sounds good. Mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
Quesadillas. Jalapeno poppers. Mm. And then hamburgers. But to me, I'm not like, I don't want a hamburger for the Super Bowl.
No, it's almost like the finger foods with the dips and the chips and the like the little things.
Yeah, that you can keep going back to 1,000 times. I've always done sausage balls.
Ooh, those are good too.
And they're really good.
Beanie weenies. Those are good. That's what we call them.
Yeah. Do you actually have beans in there?
No. I don't know why we call them that.
You just have the weenies.
Yeah.
What kind of weenies do you get?
The little ones.
The little sausages?
Yeah, yeah.
But you call them beanie weenies? I think beanie weenies are actually a product that have beans and wieners.
I think you're correct, but I think that we just always called them that growing up.
So that's what you taught your kids.
Thanks to my mom.
Yes. And your kids now call them, can we have some beanie weenies?
They don't really eat them.
No. Who eats the beanie weenies?
Me, Brandon. Do you want to just keep talking about it?
Well, I kind of figure.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. A lot of people are thinking about the game, and you think about the pregame, because I think people pregame, right? Even at home, they're pregaming. Mm-hmm. Then the game happens, and the game goes late. You watch the celebration because it's the big football celebration. And then we realize that the Super Bowl is happening on a Sunday night, and we have to wake up the next day and go to work. And that's the Monday that of all the Mondays people think we should have off, the day after the Super Bowl, they believe should be a national holiday.
I remember David the Barrel Boy talking about that.
He was trying for it so big.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree. I think it's the day after the Super Bowl and the day after WrestleMania. Holidays.
Really?
Or at least days off. I'm not going to be here Monday, by the way.
Oh.
I'm going to be pre-gaming and post-gaming.
Okay.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I embarrassed myself at Nutrition Hub by going into their business for the first time with my fly down. So my bad day kept getting worse. Like, the great thing about Nutrition Hub was I really liked their product.
Yeah, it was good.
And I could feel like that energy boost, and I felt better about myself. I'm like, I'm burning calories just from drinking tea.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But so last night there was an incident that happened between me and my wife that was uncomfortable, and it made me a little bit, I don't know, fearful that she was going to be mad at me for days.
Yeah.
And like, I could just see that we probably weren't going to speak for the rest of the night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I thought the best way to handle situations like that is to call her live on the radio.
Of course.
And ask for forgiveness. But I really don't need to ask for forgiveness because I did not do anything wrong. Like any man would tell you,
well,
I did not do anything wrong.
That's up for a decision. Like, you need to let us hear, and then we can let you know if you're wrong or not.
Let me see if she'll even answer for me. She was fired up, and she didn't even confront me about it in person. She confronted me via text.
That's the best way.
As she was leaving.
Oh, that's even a better way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Tired.
Yeah. We didn't sleep very well last night either because Kai has a little bit of a cold.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in our bed last night.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, I was just sharing some stuff with our listeners who share the mornings with us that last night I did not know if you and I were going to speak.
Yes.
Because
did you tell him why?
I have not. Because there was a moment that she took out of context, and I will say that with her on the phone, she took it out of context. But I know her, so automatically I felt like I was wrong, even though I know I was right.
Well, what happened?
Okay, so I needed to get Kai some medicine, and he was working out in the garage, not Kai, Brandon.
Right.
So his car was already pulled out.
I bench pressed 741 pounds.
That's amazing. You look so swole this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so he said, well, just take my car. It's already out. I said, okay. So I get in his car, and I don't like driving his car anyway because I can't see out of it.
Right.
But he always listens to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And he always tells me it's like uplifting, you know, motivational stuff.
I do. Yeah. Or wrestling podcasts.
Or that. So I look on the screen. It says Jana Kramer.
Oh,
let's
Brandon.
Talk about sex. Oh. Or something like that. And I'm like, what?
So here's what happened. Let me explain what happened. She's going
no,
to...
No,
hang on.
I took a picture and I sent it to him.
Oh.
And I said something. And you know what he said? Kelly told me to listen to it.
Kelly, hang on. Now, you're putting me in a situation that's really weird. Okay, so a long time ago, when Jana Kramer
just told me this the other
first
day.
Started her podcast, there was a whole podcast with she and her husband on there, and that was the title of it. But
the title's supposed to hook you.
Yes, and it does
and
hook you.
Apparently, it hooked you.
Oh, hush! There were 50 podcasts I could have listened to, and that was the first one.
And that's what he said. He said there were so many, and I picked like three. Well, I'm like, okay.
I picked an older one and a newer one.
Now. Okay, so it was my idea for him to listen to it, but it was because of what happened in the relationship. It wasn't like that's what it was about.
Right, that's what I tried to explain to her.
But if I would have been her and would have like it would have popped up while like I would have been like, okay, that's weird.
Here's what happens. Yeah.
Especially with your obsession with her.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're an idiot. You're not helping.
No, it's the truth.
No, but both of you are idiots.
I sent him the screenshot and I think it said like you're a weirdo or something or, like that.
I think at
or
first worse. It said, really, with all kinds of or question that. Marks. So here's what happens. I'm getting ready to go. And my phone, because I Bluetooth it to my Bose headphones that she bought mm-hmm. me because she's an amazing wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she got those for me for my birthday. And I Bluetooth to it. And also, a lot of times, I just Bluetooth in my car. Well, evidently, when she turned my car on, it took the audio from my headphones to the car. So,
yeah.
So that wasn't like it was up in my car. She was stealing from my phone.
Oh.
Okay. It was theft.
Oh, is that what you're going right. to say? It was theft.
Theft of audio property.
I'm a thief.
So, but you understand now that it wasn't about, you know, about Chica Wow Wow as much as it was about
yeah,
interpersonal
like,
relationships.
You should listen to it.
Was it about interpersonal relationships, Kelly Perry?
Yes,
intimacy
but
issues.
I understand where she's coming from.
Was there
from.
A clinical psychologist on that show?
Yes.
All of it's true. All of it's
Whatever,
true.
Whatever, Brandon.
I would not tell a lie.
If you weren't obsessed with this woman.
I'm not.
It wouldn't be that awkward, maybe.
I'm not.
You are.
All right, Leslie, I have to go because I'm working.
You called me.
Well, I didn't
Remember
mean to.
That.
I got the first Brandon. Oh, my God. She'll get the leg.
Go away.
All right, I love you.
Good song, though.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I turn my Bluetooth off from now on.
Yes, do that.
Bye, babe. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Bye, Kelly.
See ya.
I told you it was awkward.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Scotty McCreary, This Is It is on K-Fine. Kelly just passed me a note. Hmm. Well, it's a content idea.
Oh.
She wants to talk about her first kiss.
Oh. Yeah, I do. I can't wait.
Go ahead.
Oh, right now? You're an idiot.
Is that awkward?
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, Maroon 5 is headed to the Super Bowl on Sunday. How much are they going to make for their big halftime performance in front of 100 million people? We'll tell you about that coming up after Maron.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Maroon 5 and the Super Bowl halftime performance. It's kind of crazy because it's the biggest performance of the year in music. 100 million people or more will see that performance. And you would think that if you're the performer, like you'd be all excited about it. But there's tons of flack mm-hmm. being given to Maroon 5 about this performance because of Colin Kaepernick and should they have said they didn't want to do it and people were protesting and they had to cancel the press conference. So just really a lot of drama regarding that. And Maroon 5 isn't like a drama-filled band.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild. But you might wonder what they're going to get paid to do the Super Bowl halftime. The crazy thing is it is a total of $0.00. The artists don't make money. to play the Super Bowl halftime. It's just such a big honor and such a big audience. You get to expose your music, your stream numbers go up, album sales go up, and all of that stuff. Plus, Maroon 5 is actually going to lose money because they've made a $500,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Club, which is going basically just to make it. They're going in the hole, essentially, to play the Super Bowl on Sunday. But they expect a big performance. And Adam Levine says he has a message in this performance.
Gotcha gossip on Jennifer Lopez. So after posting this amazing picture of her abs this week, she just finished her 10-day no sugar, no carb diet, and she celebrated with this massive feast. She posted pictures online to prove it, but there was food everywhere. But the picture was a dinner table filled with the food, and she captioned it, "Worth the wait." Also, her boyfriend, A-Rod, did the challenge with her, and in a recent interview, he basically talked about how difficult it was, and he was like, "It was awful, and I could not wait to grab a pizza and some chicken wings." So even J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez have cheat days.
Gotcha gossip on Beyonce, who is offering free concert tickets to fans. So she and Jay-Z are saying you can actually get free concert tickets for life if you go in and set up your green print, which is what they're calling it. You can find out more on Beyonce's Instagram account. Basically, she's not all the way vegan, but she does do vegan breakfast and goes meatless Monday. And she says if you sign up with this green print thing that she's a part of, that you could very well win free concert tickets for life. You can find out more on Beyonce's Instagram. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking off air about songs we've probably heard more than most people. I was thinking for me.
And now, I'm so glad I didn't know.
I picked two. My second one was this one.
Tell me what it takes to let you go.
I was asking Kelly what song she's probably heard more than most people.
You're such an idiot. But that's funny. I'll get you back. Go ahead.
So back in December, I'm sorry, that was the wrong button, but I'll go ahead and go into the story. Back in December, a bride posted on Facebook, a bride's maid had posted that they were all invited to a wedding, but the wedding was going to be different, and the outfits for the bridesmaids were going to be different based on weight. Remember this one? Like,
terrible.
If you are over this many pounds, you have to wear something like this. And if you're under that weight, you get to wear something that's just, I mean, honestly, just better looking.
Wow.
So this made it viral. And then the person who was actually having the wedding, who sent that out, got some flack about it.
Yeah.
People are like, hey, that's kind of a jerk move.
Mm-hmm.
So what this woman decided to do was she wanted to figure out which one of her friends leaked that information. So she buys a lie detector test, a polygraph test, on Amazon, and invites all of her bridesmaids over and makes them take the polygraph test.
What?
Forces them to do it. She figured out which one of the girlfriends told everybody what was happening, and she kicked her out of her wedding.
I think I might have said good riddance.
You wouldn't have taken the polygraph?
No, that's ridiculous.
But have you ever taken a polygraph?
No, that'd be fun.
Ooh, I don't think so.
You would get stuff wrong just because you would be anxious.
Right. And they judge basically heart rate and all that different stuff.
Every single question would look like a lie for you.
I know that. I understand that, like, police officers have to go and they have to do a lie detector test when they're going through their testing, too. Like, I can never do that. I'd fail. I'd fail no matter what.
Yeah, you would.
But anyway, this woman was kicked out of the wedding because she released the information.
Man, they need to kick out the bride.
Yeah, no joke. Gosh. That's the truth right there.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you we were going to call David the Barrel Boy. I believe he's guilty of sabotage.
All the signs point to it.
Sabotage.
Hello?
Hey, we're not on the radio.
Okay.
Hey, we believe that ever since you left our show to go and find your own way, like Opie and the Bird, that we believe you're trying to sabotage us.
I am not, absolutely 100% not.
I believe, because you tell us all the time mm-hmm. that you have booked people to come in for interviews.
He sends us emails day after day giving us the instructions for the interviews.
We've never had an issue with this until you left the show.
I can't explain it either. I really don't understand it.
Where is the failure to communicate? So basically, let's just go back throughout the last couple of days. We've had one no-show. There were two no-shows on Wednesday, and now mm-hmm. a no-show today.
I really don't have an explanation. I don't know what to say.
David, I believe this is sabotage.
This isn't sabotage.
The Beastie Boys have a whole song about this.
The Beastie Boys.
Sabotage! Well, then, David, I think you should apologize.
What should I apologize for? Someone else not writing down something in their calendar?
Everything was smooth everything was smooth, though, until you were given responsibility.
You can't say that.
David, I'm hurting.
No, you're not.
I am. I have planned out the entire show.
We're just upset that the show gets messed up.
I do feel really bad for, but it's not my fault.
All right. Well, just know this, David. We're going to start sabotaging your show.
I already do that to myself. I don't have to tell.
All right. That's the out. See ya.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Luke Bryan's been in Hawaii to take more footage for the next season of American Idol. And while he was there, he experienced this really sweet moment with a young 9-year-old girl. And he posted a video of it on Instagram. But Luke is in Hawaiian shirt. He's talking with the little girl who is showing him how to use sign language. Here's what it sounded like.
I love singing. How do you say singing? That's singing?
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, so when he signs it to her, she smiles really, really big. Make sure you see it. It's on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Florida Georgia Line and Jason Derulo have teamed up for a new song that drops today. It's called Women. Check out the song and a number of teasers they put out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Easton Corbin has a new video out to go with Somebody's Gotta Be Country. This is what it sounds like.
Somebody's got a party till the stars burn out. Wear some morale boots in a high-class crowd. All my running buddies keep settling. In this town.
It's really cute. The video shows Corbin really doing all of his chores on the farm, driving his truck, moving hay, playing the guitar. So it's all stuff that he was used to. You can also see it. It's up on our blog, the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Super Bowl weekend is here, and Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
That's basically all it is. So Saturday night, there's going to be tons of Super Bowl related shows. Okay. We've got the On the Animal Planet, the Dog Bowl. We have on Hallmark, the first annual Cat Bowl.
Okay.
Steve Harvey is going to host the 8th annual NFL Honors on Saturday night and the 8th hour of Celebrity Big Brother. Now on Sunday, we continue with the Animal Bowls. We have the Kitten Bowl on Hallmark on Sunday, and we also have the Puppy Bowl. So lots of bowls. Yes.
Kelly just passed me a note. Do you remember when I starred in the Lingerie Bowl?
That never happened.
No, Kelly, I don't remember that.
I do remember you had a recording of it and you were making me watch it. So Super Bowl 53 is on. It's going to feature the LA Rams going up against the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Who are you for? What's your call?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of exciting. Like, oh, I can't pick. Because if Brady wins, it's awesome because You know, right. It's like he's one of the greatest of all time, if mm-hmm. not the greatest of all time, and he's older and all that kind of stuff. But if the other guys win, they're the younger team who people didn't know if they were going to be that good. Like, both of those stories are good.
We shall see.
Yep.
That's it.
Plus, Maroon 5 yep. is going to be there. Travis Scott, big boy, with the halftime performance. Tim McGraw is going to be on the pregame. Lots of big stuff this weekend. Plus, all the food, man.
And the commercials.
Oh, yeah, commercials, too.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.